It's TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Slightly different start to the show today because we have Ron Jones with us. Ron, former DJ at the Cavern back in the late 60s.
Yes, and, good afternoon, David.
Ron, it's, you know, I suppose it's not a surprise what we're talking about today. Big news story over the weekend, of course, the death of Cilla Black.
Yes, very shocking, really, David, because 72 years old. These days, it's not old. Mm. And she was apparently in good health up until the weekend, so I'm very shocked and sad at the same time.
I think most people are, aren't they? Because, you know, she's always been part of my childhood. Yes. Blind date, surprise.
She's an institution, a showbiz institution, and a family example as well. On the other side of the coin, Dave, we must say that whatever she's done, she's had great success, happiness, surrounded by love and family, three lovely boys, a wonderful husband, and success and happiness. So, and if there is a life after death, she's up there with Bobby.
Yeah, and I suppose I was reading texts on the TV earlier on, and people were saying, you know, that she's almost like part of the family. She's, you know, they actually felt kind of bereaved by it.
Well, it's most interesting because where I live in Estepona, Dave, round the corner is a restaurant.
And you met her, didn't you, of course?
Or Robbie's. And I met her coming out of Robbie's one evening.
Yeah.
She was with a couple of friends, and I know her. She doesn't know me. And I just said, "Hey, hi, Cilla, hi." Mm. And she looked at me and says, "All right, lad."
Yeah.
And she responded with that warmth and love that she does, did on the television.
Mm. I suppose that comes across, and really in her music as well. We're going to play a few tracks, of course, here on the show, and we're going to start with one that's one of her later tracks, and actually was featured in a commercial quite recently.
Yes.
Something Tells Me by Cilla. Here we go.
Gemini people will make it tonight. Stars will be shining, my sign is aligning with love. So come on and make it, let's take everything that we've been dreaming of. Something tells me something's gonna happen to you. Smile on my face is the smile you will wear. I woke up this morning with sunshine through my window. Everything that's happened so far has turned out right. And I've got every reason to feel it's getting better.
That's what we'll live on, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
That's what we'll live on, the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great track there, Something Tells Me by Cilla Black, of course. And that's from 1971. Let's go back to the early 60s because she was, she was just a rocket, wasn't she, in many ways?
Well, a rocket. She was a Cavern Club screamer, so they called her. But what I'm thinking of is I want to take everyone back, like we do on the Jukebox Jamboree.
Yeah.
Let's take ourselves back to war-torn Liverpool and the deprived 50s where people made their own fun. There was no television or screens all over the place. And in the White House, household in a flat above the hairdressers in Scotland Road. Saturday night had come, all the lads had been out on the booze, the come back home, roll up the old carpet, and they'd have her knees up, and everyone would do a little turn. Because Cilla's mom, Priscilla White, Big Cilla, she was a great singer herself. Dad played the mouth organ, and Cilla, with her elder brothers, was always encouraged to perform. And that's why I'm thinking now, there's every reason why Cilla was a big success, because she was encouraged from day one to be a performer. Yeah. And she'd stand on the table, and all of a sudden she'd look down and see all these people looking up at her while she was singing an Al Jolson song. And what was her favourite one?
Mammy,
that's right. Al Jolson singing Mammy. And my old man said, follow the... All those
she just loved to entertain from a very early age.
She loved it, and she was encouraged to do so.
Yeah.
And she loved the music of the day. She loved rock and roll, Bill Haley, when it came out. Now, this is a great little tale, because I don't want us to be down. I want to be up about Cilla, because she had a great life. She loved Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and she bought the record on 78, Why the Fools Fall in Love, and it was on in the house all the time on the gramophone. Now, comes the day when Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers appeared at Liverpool Empire.
Yeah.
She couldn't afford the ticket, but she went to the stage door and hung around hoping to see him, and the commissionaire, the man who turned key, I suppose they call him, said, I know where they're staying, the Lord Nelson Hotel. So up she went there to the Lord Nelson, and she got the maid to give her the contents of the waste paper bin from Frankie Lyman's room in that hotel. And do you know what was in it?
What's that?
Frankie Lyman's US equity card.
I bet she cherished that for a while.
She kept that forever. So you see, Cilla was a big fan, even from day one.
And of course, we've seen in the recent drama ITV recently, we saw, didn't we, the way in which she was kind of like ushered onto the stage by the bands of the day and so
yes,
on.
Indeed.
And she'd get up and sing Fever and songs like that.
Bands would like to have a feature her singing as a sort of a change from them. So we got the big three would ask her to sing. Rory Storm and the Hurricanes would ask her to sing for them. And a guy called King Size Taylor, who had a king size crush on her, which wasn't something she felt about.
And what about a certain guy called John Lennon and another guy called Paul McCartney?
It was John Lennon who recommended Cilla, or Cyril, as he called her, it recommended Cilla to Brian Epstein. Yeah. You must listen. So off he went to listen to him play, her play, at Birkenhead, the Usoldo, and that night she sang Fever and she was rubbish.
Let's hear one of her songs where she isn't rubbish.
Yes.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Tired love, let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. When you leave me, say you'll see me again. For I know in my heart you will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever. Stay.
Step Inside, of course, by Cilla Black. And Ron, I've heard a few people talking over the last few days about Cilla and saying that her vocal, she had a way of bringing emotion across in her vocal. When you hear What's It All About, Alfie?
Yes, indeed. That particular one, when she sings, I believe in love, Alfie.
Yeah.
And it's not like that, but there's an emotion in she can emote very well. She learned how to do that. I think being with George Martin helped an awful lot because she was referred to as a cavern screamer because she could really say. Her audition tape, her soundcheck tape for George Martin was a shot of rhythm and blues, which is quite a rock song.
It is. And so the songs she was starting off with were rock and rockabilly, rock and roll.
Absolutely, and she loved that sort of stuff. And 2 days after her test with George Martin, she phoned up Brian and said, how did it get on? She was all very nervous. How did it get on, Brian? And Brian said, the blackbird has landed.
Yeah.
Which is his way of saying, you're in there, baby.
Yeah,
so that was great.
You made it. And what song, I mean, we're going to finish with Liverpool Lullaby. Anything else that comes up? This song for me, I'm going to play you this one, Ron. What do you reckon? You like this, won't you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the skies, but for me they shine within your as the trees reach for the sun above. So my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a
just a great vocal, isn't it, Ron?
That's
and
super.
The songs, of course, I mean, we heard 1971, Something Tells Me, but there wasn't much coming after that. And television and moved into TV.
The television took over her life, really, and made her even more popular. She still toured and sang and sold albums, but not in the pop charts. She didn't really need it anymore.
Yeah.
One of the most fascinating things I must tell you about Brian Epstein's aspirations for her was when she signed that contract with Parlophone and George Martin, Brian wanted her to be the new Judy Garland, who in the early 60s absolutely imploded, as we know, Judy Garland. And what Cilla actually did become, which I thought was to her credit and lasting credit, was she did actually become the new Gracie Fields.
Yeah.
And there was a great space for her, and there's a great space again for that sort of character.
Somebody in the way in which she kind of relates to the average person on the street.
Yes, she has what they call a common touch, which she wanted to be a star when she was younger, but she certainly remembered what it was like to be poor and living from hand to mouth.
When you see, I mean, she was on Loose Women recently and programmes like that, what you kind of see with her is what you get, isn't it, really?
Yes.
She's just down
like
to
she
her.
She said to me, all right, lad, you know. And if it had been anybody really important, I would have been frightened, but I knew it was okay to say hello to her.
Yeah, and that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Ron, we've had the BBC actually filming us, and you're interviewed tonight on the BBC 6 o'clock news because you were working down the cavern for many years, of course.
Well, I did 10 years there and enjoyed every flipping minute of it.
And of course, here she's been known on the Costa del Sol, you know, for years now, hasn't she? And people have seen her on the Costa del Sol. But what about you? What about the Liverpudlian in you, Ron? How does that feel? Because she was an ambassador for her city. She loved Liverpool.
She was indeed. Now I'm going to say something rather contentious now, which
Go
is
on,
not
then.
Like me. But come the end of the Beat Boom, when the Beatles split in April 70, and that 70 decade, nobody wanted to know about the Beatles in Liverpool or Cilla or Jerry or any of those other groups that came through. It's only now, all of a sudden, that Matthew Street is like New Orleans or Las Vegas. It took the assassination of John Lennon to motivate people. But for a long time, the Beatles and that Beat generation of the 60s was looked down upon.
With what's happened over the weekend, of course, we're talking about her, but is it kind of that she was a bit understated? Because I think, if I remember right, she's one of the best-selling female artists of the 1960s.
She was the biggest-selling female artist of the 60s.
And yet, we talk about Dusty, of course, who conquered America, and I suppose that's where she kind of forged her career.
Well, I think Dusty was a great singer, full stop. As a personality, she didn't come across very well. Whereas Cilla Black embraced the nation.
She did. Ron, unfortunately, time has sadly beaten us, and we could be talking about her music and her career. For me, being in my generation, Saturday night wasn't Saturday night with a bit of ass, Cilla on the telly, Laura Laughs,
yes.
And Blind Date, and Surprise, Surprise, when she used to sing that at the end, do you remember?
Yes, yes.
And that, to me, I watched a clip on YouTube of her singing Surprise, Surprise. It took me right back to my childhood. And I suppose her legacy is that, I suppose, for anybody over 35, she's been part of our lives, hasn't
Absolutely.
She?
Absolutely.
She's been part of our lives.
And it's happening to me, all of the stellar people from that constellation of the 60s, one by one, those lights are going out, and it's sad.
And they play such a part. It's amazing how, I've never met Cilla Black, never seen her in the flesh, but...
You feel as if you have.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Yes.
It's really strange. Yeah.
Yes.
This song, I suppose, epitomises her childhood and the way in which Liverpool was.
Absolutely.
Back in the...
A war-torn city, a post-industrial city where poverty was king, and a struggle amongst the families to rise above it. And there was always the love and the warmth of the family, which was totally epitomised by Cilla.
Ron Jones, thank you for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things that you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark. You're not asleep when the booze is close. You'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tarts in your hair. In all the world you haven't a care, and I have got so. It's quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The beggar drinks it all away and leaves me without aid. Ellie's working at the loom, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll have a splash when Little Woods provide the cash. We'll get a house in Naughty Ash and buy your dad a brewery.